it's going.
Correct. Christmas is a time when bodies visit their family and the best in relationship with parents and other members of the family. And I've heard several devotees asking about the responsibility practicing devotees have towards their parents, meaning other than just keeping in contact with them, what is actually their responsibility, like if they are in financial difficulties?
If the parents are in financial
difficulties? Yes. Is the devotee supposed to help and sacrifice, let's say they have debts because of irresponsible lifestyle or something? So one question is, while they're alive and living their life, what's the responsibility of a child, a grown-up child who is, let's say, a congregation member and has his own facilities, and when they're in a stage of life when they can't take care of themselves, what are practicing devotees supposed to do?
It'll depend upon the individual circumstances, the devotee's conscience, and I know that in my circumstance, when my father was alright, but my mother always held it against me that I wasn't sort of take care of them like most people take care of parents when they retire. Not that they were particularly in the need; it was just that they had resources to take care of themselves. But it certainly wasn't something that I was going to do. And and then, especially after my father died, the circumstances were advantageous, and that my cousin was willing to do the needful, for which my mother resented me even more. That although I offered that she could come here to Hungary, but I knew she wouldn't come. And that they can also understand what the responsibility as householders means that in some way or another they try to assist their parents, because ultimately we have an obligation to them, and they brought us into this world, and we should try and do the best we can to make sure that as they grow old and near death, that it's as comfortable as possible. Not an easy thing, and it'll be very much individual. Especially if the parents are devotees or devotional, then more so a responsibility.
There's this verse in Shastra Gurumansh that if someone performs devotional service, then all one's debts towards anyone else in society is actually taken care of.
Well, it depends what type of devotional service they're doing. Whether their devotional service actually brings them to that level. But if they're performing pure devotional service and they're fully surrendering to Krishna, then yes. But even in that case, society where we need to be seen to be doing right things, otherwise people get critical, it becomes detrimental for preaching and so on. Like Lord Chaitanya went and did the Shraddha ceremony for Jagannath Mishra, didn't have to do it. Jagannath Mishra didn't need it. But still, he did it because otherwise people would have complained and criticized him. And we don't want to give him unnecessary reasons. So, first question is, who's doing that type of devotional service that they're free from all types of responsibilities? So maybe, I don't know. So that's again an individual thing, and then even if they are, then we still need to take other things into consideration.
And when the parents get old and need to be physically taken care of, and someone doesn't have the financial ability to have someone do that, then is it all right to sacrifice service for taking care of them?
I have to see what the service is, and I have to sacrifice service. At the end of sacrificing a lot of time and energy and service for that, sometimes the Lord may have to do that. You can't just neglect somebody. It's really hard to preach if we do that. And so, but obviously devotees may look for alternate solutions. Often there's not just sort of one solution, and may not be the solution that the parents like, but it may be a solution. Maybe a solution that meets other things. But sometimes one may have to do that. Once again, what level of service is being interrupted, and what level of service are they giving up? Especially when you're talking about congregation, devotees may. That requires real analysis with other devotees, senior devotees, counselors, and so on. What should I do?
trust, it doesn't just seem to be a question of debt, but we talk about love and trust so much that it's so important in our dealings, and it seems that
You know, we can't just ignore somebody, neglect somebody on one side. If they're out on the street feeding strangers, then you've got to be willing to feed your own parents. Thank you.